What's going on, everybody? We are back for episode 6 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast, and we've got a lot of great content for you today. The audio you just heard is from Orchard Hills Elementary School, which was one of the many different ways the Milford Public Schools honored our vets last week for Veterans Day. We'll highlight this week's episode with more details on that. But before we get into Veterans Day, we're going to cover some school news first and check in on our high school sports teams as always. Not to mention, there's a huge game coming up to discuss. We have a lot of announcements to make in today's episode, so don't go anywhere and stick around for more. I know we've had some pretty rare 70-degree days this November, but snow days will come, eventually at least. In the event of a potential snowstorm, be prepared to keep on the lookout for cancellations or delays. Announcements will be made via local television or radio stations, our district website, the MPS app, text message, and of course social media postings will be made available as well on Twitter and our new Instagram account. Be sure to follow those two pages to stay in the loop for more announcements. That's at MPSCT News on Twitter and at MilfordCT.PS on Instagram. The Milford Public Schools is proud to announce that Meadowside fifth grader Liliana Magazine was named as a finalist for the Connecticut Kid Governor election. Liliana has identified strengthening literacy as her platform issue. Students from Lauren Aliberti's class gathered in the Media Center to watch Connecticut Kid Governor video, but what the students didn't know going into it was that they were naming the finalists. Here's their reaction.
This year's candidates are... Are you ready? Erin, on the platform of access to healthy food. Ellie, on the platform of anxiety and depression. Jacob, on the platform of bullying. Liliana.
It was definitely an overwhelming and exciting moment for everybody involved. Congratulations to Liliana. Foran and Jonathan Law each recently had students representing the district in the All National Honors Ensemble Conference, which is a program of the National Association for Music Education. Foran's Noah Held and Law's Christopher Rickard were invited to perform after successful auditions earlier in the year. They were two out of 123 students across the country to be selected. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Students and staff will get an early dismissal on November 23rd, and then have the 24th and 25th off as well. With that being said, if you're looking for something to do the morning of Thanksgiving, consider attending the most anticipated football game of the year as the 9-0 Foran Lions take on Jonathan Law for their annual Thanksgiving game. Tickets will be $7 at the gate to get in. You don't want to miss this. With that, we'll transition into sports real quick before we get into some more Veterans Day content. Foran's girls soccer season has wrapped up. They made some great strides this year after advancing to the Class L quarterfinals. They had three All-SEC athletes, with Colleen Ardolino being named to the All-SEC first team. Jamie Devinian and Taylor LaFountain were each respectively named to the second team. Jonathan Law also had two girls named to All-SEC teams as well. Sabrina Lawless was named to the first team, and Demi Carapico was named to the second team. There were a lot more All-SEC athletes from this fall too. Jonathan Law's Paige Jolly was named to the second team in girls volleyball, Foran's Nico Agresti and Christian Boutot, and Jonathan Law's Declan Wywoda were named to the All-SEC first team for boys soccer. Foran's Gianni Troia and Ty Haley, as well as Jonathan Law's Elliot Melger, were named to the second team for soccer. Congratulations to all who were recognized. It's an impressive amount of names coming out of Milford. It takes a lot of hard work to be named amongst the best of the best. This is definitely a great testament to what our students here in the Milford Public Schools are capable of when they set their minds to accomplishing their goals. Now on to football. Like I mentioned before, tickets for the Thanksgiving game will be on sale at the gate for $7. The 8-1 Lawmen will host the 9-0 Foran Lions. Law will be coming in hungry to hand the Lions their first loss of the year. This is the first time Foran has ever gone undefeated heading into the Thanksgiving game. They will look to finish 10-0 on the year and make school history. You definitely don't want to sleep on this Jonathan Law team either, though. They're pretty on par with the Lions, and they've had one of their strongest seasons in school history as well. This has to be the most anticipated Thanksgiving game we've ever had, and we're about to find out who reigns superior. That's all we have for sports today, but stick around for more Veterans Day content coming up. Last Friday was Veterans Day, and our district honored our veterans throughout the whole week in various different ways. Just to provide a little background on the history of Veterans Day in the Milford Public Schools, yes, it is a day students used to have off. I think I can speak for everyone when I say a day off every once in a while is always nice, but there's so much more to be learned on Veterans Day than to just let the day go by. Our district has done a tremendous job of bringing people together for this every year, so let's dive right into how some of our schools participated in honoring our veterans. Mathewson kicked things off last week by welcoming veterans with some morning refreshments and some classroom visits. Veterans also received thank you cards, and students were encouraged to complete a Wall of Honor submission, which will be added to a Wii video compilation to share with families and staff. Other schools that did a Wall of Honor included Meadowside and Calf Penn. The thank you letters were one of the activities that I really personally enjoy hearing about. Students at the Academy wrote letters to our veterans, and a lot of them wrote back. Orchard Hills did their own version of this as well. During their assembly, students lined up and put their thank you letters in a big box, which were then delivered to the Veterans Administration Hospital. Students at Orchard Hills also sang some Veterans Day songs together, which I was there for. Here's a quick highlight from that. We had some really nice assemblies. Foreign did a lot for theirs. Most of our elementary schools held one as well. I was present for East Shore Middle School's assembly where they recognized veteran relatives of their students. They also had some really talented chorus students performing God Bless America and Count on Me by Bruno Mars. Here's a snippet from that.
God bless America.
If you want to listen to the rest of it, you can go check out the video on our district Instagram. Big shout out to our IT department. They're always on site during events like these to capture everything and make sure things run smoothly. We've certainly got a lot of schools always in need of technological help. It was definitely great to see the lengths these schools went to honor our veterans, and during this Thanksgiving season, we are very thankful for those who served our country. That's all the time we have for today. We're going to close this out with a performance of God Bless the USA, performed live by one of our veteran guests from Orchard Hills last Friday. Thank you guys for listening, and come back next time for our most prevailing stories to date.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. I thank my God above for living here today, because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land. from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, see the shining sea. From Detroit down to Houston, New York to LA, there is pride in every American heart. That's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died and gave that right to me. I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.